Welcome to episode 111 of the Walking Leader Podcast. I am your host, David Guerra. The Walking Leader Podcast is here to help give you the rules and the tools to help you succeed as a leader in your organization, as well as in your professional and personal life. Again, this is the Walking Leader Podcast, and in this episode, we're going to talk about the daily briefing. Oh yeah, the daily briefing. Now, don't get me wrong. It's a good thing. The daily briefing's a good thing. See, in just about any workplace, there is one thing that almost all people detest. There's some that are gluttons for punishment and they like it, but for the most part, all people detest meetings. They detest meetings. It's those that run on and on and on and nothing ever gets done, they detest those. They also detest those daily meetings, the ones you have to have every day, or for some reason they're there every day and you're in them every single day. See, meetings, especially those that they dislike for some reason, either they run on or they're just constantly and nothing ever gets done, they tend to drive morale down right from the start of the day, especially those daily meetings, the ones that happen right first thing in the morning. Everybody's there. Okay, let's go have our meeting, and then we can get to work, and then we can get to work, and then we can get to work. See where I'm going with that? Already it's beating you down. We're going to go have this thing we don't like, and then we've got to go to work? Folks, leaders, this is for you. How about changing it to a briefing? If you have to have a daily meeting, unless you're mandated by state or federal law to have a daily meeting, then you have to comply. But if there is nothing that says you have to have a daily meeting, then you know what? Change it. Change it to a quick exchange of information and move on. Change it to a briefing. Now, what I'm about to say goes against what I've said before in the past, but in this case, I'm going to make this exception because it makes sense. This briefing becomes a monologue, meaning one person says, speaks, tells, disseminates this information, that's it. If there's a need for any dialogue, then have that discussion after the briefing. See, no longer is it a meeting, now it's a briefing. You know, redefine your morning meetings to become a briefing that lasts no longer than 10 minutes. From the moment you gather to the moment you depart, 10 minutes. That's brief. That's why it's called a briefing. This gives people time to get the necessary information handed to them, delivered to them, disseminated to them. If you have to have some type of gathering, you have to see, you're taking headcount for some reason. There you go. Folks, it's simple. It really, truly is that simple. I mean, there's nothing more you can say, nothing more you can do than just having a briefing. That's it. There's no need for long, drawn-out meetings. I understand. There's going to be people that say, but we've always done it this way. If this was 1973... And I keep going back to the 70s and the 80s and the 60s and the 50s. Because, folks, if you were not around then, if you had nothing to do with business back then, you'd be surprised at how much people got away, how much wasting time people got away with back then. This is the 21st century. It's always on. We're always on. As I'm recording this, it's 12:04 a.m. in Berlin. I'm in Texas. How do I know that? Because it's on my wristwatch. It's on my watch. I know what time it is in Berlin. Why? Because I deal with Berlin. I deal with individuals that are in Berlin. I deal with businesses that are in Berlin. I deal with entities that are in Berlin, Germany. And I'm in Texas. That's what's changed from 1973 to 2018. It's always on. So if your business mindset is still in 1973, you're wrong. You are wrong. You're not just wasting your time. You're wasting your employees' time. You're wasting your stakeholders' time by having those meetings that run on and on and on. And especially those meetings that either happen every day for no apparent reason or that nothing ever gets accomplished. Think about it. Now, if you have no problem wasting people's time, more power to you. But your people want to do the one thing they were hired to do. They want to get back to work. They don't want to be hurried or rushed to get back to doing what they were hired to do. No, they don't. What they want is they want to return to their job informed, less stressed, and ready for the day. That's what they want to do. They don't want to do anything else other than work to do the job they were hired to do, to be allowed to do the job they were hired to do. But if they have to worry about a morning meeting where everybody has to speak, everybody has to present, even if there's nothing to present, how much work is getting done? And then they have to go to work after that. You know, luckily, most people pay that. They'll pay that time in the meeting, even before the work actually begins. But it's still a waste of time, and you cannot replace time that's been wasted. You know that. I know that. Your employees know that. Your followers know that. Your stakeholders know that. The people in Berlin, Germany know that, because they have their own issues as well. They're doing their thing. They know that somebody over there has to deal with somebody in Texas. And that's just the way it goes. So folks, stop wasting time. Stop wasting time. Stop kicking morale at the four points of contact. Stop doing that. Bring up that morale. Drive that morale up from the start of the day. Change your meetings to briefings. Make them happen. Give the people their time back. Give your employees their time back. Again, it's a monologue, meaning you get to just sit there and speak and you don't wait for anybody else. You're delivering the information that they need to get the day going. And if there's no information for that day, anything new, then guess what? We're all here. Good luck. Have a great day. Let's get to work. There you go. There's your morning briefing. You just had it. That's it. So again, act on it. Make it happen. And as always, if you find you're still having trouble, work on it. Use the OODA loop. Observe what's going on. Why is it still taking longer than 10 minutes? Figure out. Who knows? It might just be Mary over in the other building is taking her time making coffee and then walk it over. Guess what? Why can't she make it over here where you're having your briefing? Work with your staff. Figure out what's going on. Orient, decide, then act, and repeat again. It's the OODA loop. It'll solve anything if you just give it time, if you believe in it, and if you work with it. It will work with you. But pay attention. That's the big one, the O, the observation. Make that top number one priority, and you'll solve problems, and you'll change those meetings to briefings. Guaranteed. So, what do you think about what I just talked about in this episode of briefings from meetings, or changing meetings to briefings, here in episode 111 of the Walking Leader Podcast? Am I on point? Am I off point? Am I on point, as the kids say, on fleek, because fleek means on point, so you're on fleek, on point. Listen, if you have any questions about this episode or any episode in the entire Walking Leader podcast series, do not hesitate. Please drop me an email, daveatdaveguerra.com, or tweet them to me on Twitter at DaveGuerra, @ and then Dave Guerra, all one word. I will get back to you. I will answer it. I will follow up, and if I don't know the answer, guess what I'll do? Check this out. I will find somebody who does know the answer. Guarantee it. I promise you. So don't be afraid to ask. Folks, I am David Guerra, United States Army veteran, father, son, husband, friend, brother, teacher, speaker, helper, and author of the books The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. I thank you for your time. I do appreciate it. And I do appreciate you most of all, because you took the time, your time, to download and listen to this episode. And before I go, and as always, I want to remind you to go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is great to follow.